what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Coming up tonight, we have a lot of high school basketball. In fact, right here on KOAL and also on our sister station, KRPX, 95.3 The Peak, the Carbon Dino Girls Squad and the Emory Girls Squad will battle it out for the very first time this season. Then tomorrow night, it's the Emory Boys and the Carbon Boys for the first time. We're going to talk about that and more right now. Preview tomorrow night's action. Joining us over the phone, we have head coach Jeff Cincinnatus. And coach, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you again for the time today.
Thanks again, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely, coach. Somewhat of a silent week for the squad. You guys only have one game, coach. I know it's kind of been a change of pace, and we can talk about what went down last week. But before we get into that, I mean, really having a solid, almost full week of nothing but practice, I'm sure at this point in time in the year, it's kind of welcomed.
Yeah, it's extremely welcome. We talked earlier about that, about the lack of practice time we had to start the season. And so I welcome the practice time anytime we can get it this year. I mean, it's the kids would probably rather play games than have a full week of practice. But for me as a coach, we have so much to work on and, you know, continually trying to work on things that we're not doing well for us. You know, the full week of practice is good for us. And it's the last week that we'll have a full week of practice. I think the rest of our region schedule, we're on a Wednesday, Friday schedule. And so that's going to make it a little more difficult. But, you know, having a week of practice, I think it really helps us out right now.
And after this, really, things become pretty steady from here on out, coach. And we can start by going back to this past weekend. It was tough. You and I talked following the game against Richfield. It's a very good basketball squad defensively. They can lock it down. The next morning, the kids had to get back up. 9 hours later, you guys are traveling on the road to play an afternoon game with Layton Christian. And for those who are unaware, this is one of the elite teams, if not the elite team, in 2A. I mean, they got a lot of size. They got a lot of speed and talent. And ultimately, it did show in that game.
Yeah, I don't see, you know, I obviously haven't seen every 2A team play or know what every 2A team has, but just knowing these smaller 2A schools that are around, I don't see anyone who is going to compete with what we've seen from Layton Christian. I mean, you know, the athleticism, the length, the size, the speed, the ability to put the ball on the floor defensively as well. They pressed us the entire game. You know, and we're talking about another private school that can recruit from all over the place. I know they have one kid who goes clear from Spanish Fork to go up there to go to school every day just to play basketball. So, you know, I feel bad for the small 2A schools that are having to, you know, still deal with this kind of thing. And, you know, we have plenty of private schools in the 3A ranks as well. You know, I don't think it's a fair competition when you start matching it up that way. But I thought it was a good school for us to play. I have no problem going up there and playing a program like that. And it gives us a chance to see exactly, you know, a few more things that we need to work on. And you know, their size gave us fit, especially underneath the basket. I don't know how many block shots they ended up with, but I know they had 5 or 6 dunks on us. And probably at least, you know, 8 or 10 blocks throughout the game. So that size and athleticism gave us some fits, but you have to learn how to play with that, and you got to find, you know, where you can be successful. And I thought we did some good things on Saturday. I actually thought we played better Saturday than we played against Richfield on Friday. You know, we just didn't do anything offensively with Richfield, and then we gave them way too many points. Our defensive intensity has really got to pick up and change from where we're at right now, and it's something we've emphasized this week in practice. But you know, defense is a mentality. It's a toughness mentality, and the kids have got to buy into it if they're going to play it and play it well. And obviously, Richfield has bought into that for a lot of years, and we still need to focus on buying in on that end of the floor.
Yeah, obviously one of the problems in the Richfield game, coach, and I think we can kind of correlate this to some problems in other games this year that have come down to the wire, it's taking care of the basketball. I believe the number was 9 turnovers to 15 shots at one particular time in that game against Richfield. And so as you get deeper into region play and there becomes more and more tape available for the opposition, I mean, taking care of the basketball is instrumental.
Yeah, it's extremely instrumental. I think that was a halftime stat we had. 9 turnovers and 15 shot attempts. And, you know, it's we right now in end-of-game situations, that's going to be extremely, extremely, you know, tough for us if we keep turning the basketball over. But we're at a 2-to-1 ratio on turnovers to assists. And that, that is where we have to have that flip-flop. You know, we should be a 2 or 3 to 1 assist to turnover ratio, and I've coached teams that have been a 3 to 1 assist to turnover ratio, and those have been good teams. And right now we're on the opposite end of that. I think we're averaging about 17 turnovers a game, which is just way, way too many. 8 or 9, you know, I could live with, but 17, 18 turnovers a game is just it's costing us basketball games. We're giving the other team, you know, that many more possessions, which they're taking advantage of. And, you know, again, we're just not playing good enough defense. So it's an emphasis for us right now. We've been changing up defenses. I mean, I'm sure people go watch the game are probably wondering what I'm doing. And we've been, you know, predominantly a zone 2-1-2 type of team, but you know, we're just not doing a good job in our zone defense right now to just stay in a zone. And so we've been throwing a man in there. You know, we've been throwing a different look at a couple different zones. And we're just trying to find something that the kids will play hard in and give us the best chance to win. And right now I haven't pinpointed that down. I kind of asked the kids themselves what they wanted to play. And I was surprised that they want to play man-to-man. And if we're going to be a man-to-man team, we need to be a lot better at man-to-man. We need to be a lot better on the ball and in a help side situation, but that's why we're working, and that's why the week of practice is good for us because we have been working on that. But for me, defense is number one right now. We're just giving up too many points, and those, you know, that poor defense is translating into a lot of poor possessions on offense as well. We're in a hurry to do things. So, you know, we're working on cleaning things up. I know it's a process. You know, everybody's a little frustrated. It's not typically where – you know, Emory High basketball has been in the past at this point in the season. You know, we're on a 6-game losing streak or whatever it is, and we're all frustrated with it. But, you know, we're trying to clean some things up and get there, and the kids are continuing to work hard. And, you know, we're going to give it our best again on Friday night.
Again, our guest right now was Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Emory Spartan boys basketball team. Coach, you talk about the struggles of a 6-game losing skid. Really, a game against Carbon could be exactly what the doctor ordered. Not because it's a team of ease by any stretch of the imagination, but anytime these two teams share the basketball court, I'm reminded of what Coach Todd Jeffs told me many times. It's the closest simulation to a state championship game that you will get when these two teams play without playing in the state title game. It's different when it's at Carbon because the gym's a little bit smaller and the fans are right up on top of the court, but still, anytime these two teams get together, it is electric, and that's what we get on Friday night.
It is, and we look forward to that. I mean, you know, I looked forward to it when I was the head coach at Carbon, playing, you know, at Emory and having them at our place. I mean, you get the stands get packed, you have kids come out, you have obviously all the parents, and unfortunately, you know, we're in a situation this year where we're not going to have those packed stands like we normally would, but it's not going to take away anything from the game. The excitement and the fact that we're playing against each other is awesome. It's going to be awesome for me, obviously, where I still coach baseball at Carbon, and now I'm coaching basketball at Emory. It has a little extra meaning for me this year, and, you know, I've talked about that with the kids and whatnot, and I'm excited for it. And I know our kids are excited. I know Carbon's kids have been excited about playing, you know, Emory going back to the summer. I mean, they wanted to play us in every summer camp we had. We never get a chance to play them in the summer, and so this will be the first time this year that we've actually played each other. And it's electric. Carbon has a great team. Coach Butler's, you know, done a great job with that group this year. They're competing every night, and you know, they're doing some really good things. But I've been part of this Carbon Emory rivalry where one team has been so much better than the other in the past, but the games always end up being close. So you really can never tell what's going to happen. There's a lot of emotion that you're playing with when you play against one another. And, you know, even going back to when, you know, I got an opportunity to play against Carbon when I was at Emory, you're just playing with emotion. And it's something fun. It is great for the kids. And like you said, it's the closest thing to maybe a state championship that you can do is playing this game against each other. And I just hope, you know, Friday night that both teams get an opportunity to play their best basketball and that no one gets hurt on either side, and that we just have a great game. And, you know, whatever the outcome is, obviously that it promotes both teams to be better in our region play, which, you know, you said a win for us against Carbon Friday is really what we need. We're on this losing streak, and, you know, going next week to a tough place in Grand to play, I mean, we need a boost right now to get us, you know, over a hump, and hopefully this is what we can get on Friday night.
Coach, you did talk about defense and the way you guys have shifted things around. This Carbon team is going to be unique in that sense, and I'm curious as to what you guys will throw with them. I mean, they got a big 6'10 kid in Keenan Hatch in the middle. They got a four that can move around, score the ball, especially from mid-range, and Preston Condi. I mean, they have just a different set of offensive tools from what we've seen so far this year.
Yeah, they're extremely hard to prepare for. They shoot, and the last two or three games, their guards have done a great job of attacking the basket and shooting the three ball. So, you know, they've got the size down low. They've got the athleticism, you know, in that four spot with size and a person who can take the ball to the hole in Condi, and he can shoot it as well from the outside. And then, like I said, their guards have really come on shooting the ball well from the outside. So, you know, trying to man them up puts you in a disadvantage with their size, and then going zone, you know, leaves a lot of open holes with those three-point shooters. So, you know, honestly, it's a tough matchup for us, and it's a tough matchup for a lot of teams because of what they present. But, you know, we're going to try and change things up, and we're going to try and find something that works on Friday night. And, you know, obviously if something's not working, we need to get out of it. So, to be honest, you know, it's going to be about are they knocking the shots down from outside? If not, you know, we'll try and stay probably in our zone and make them beat us from the outside. But if we can keep a guy in front of us and not get beat to the hole, then, you know, we may play man most tonight. But, I mean, either way, it's about what, you know, the other team is not doing that night, and it's really about how we play defense. I still tell our guys in practice every day I'm more concerned with us than I am any other team we play. And it's true, because if we're going to get after somebody and play good defense and run our offense, then, you know what, I think we could beat anyone in the state. But if I'm going to start worrying about the other team, it's because we're not doing what we should be doing as a group. And, you know, no matter if we're not doing anything as a group, it doesn't really matter who we play, we're not going to be very good. So, again, it just goes back to us, you know, doing what we've been coached to do and buying in and giving 100% effort in that. And if we'll do that, you know, I think we'll be just fine Friday night.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate the time. I always look forward to talking Emory basketball with you. Thank you again, and we'll see you Friday night at the game.
Appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
That's Coach Jeff Cincinnatus again of the Emory Spartan basketball team, taking out the time to join us. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll move over to the national scene when we return right after this.